I remember the first day I saw you. The way you walked down that hallway. You owned the place and you didn't even know it. People either loved you or hated you. Loved to hate you or hated to love you. But no matter what, absolutely everyone had you on their mind. Our small world was right at your feet. And you exuded a magic that was intoxicating and contagious. How is it, though, that you never noticed the way that everyone loved you? You embodied tranquil confidence, a pinnacle of self-assurance that people strive for their entire lives. Skeletal hands eternally grasping at that golden fruit of effortless positivity. You were everything I had ever dreamed that a perfect specimen of humanity could be. The way that your hair would shine in the lights, that one wisp that always broke free and kissed the corner of your eye. I could sit for hours, dreaming of the way it would feel against my skin as you worked your way down my neck. I would dream of the way that you would feel in my arms as we lay together on the forest floor, listening to the muted chaos teeming with life around us. I had always imagined the day that you would notice me back. We'd be walking down the hall towards one another, and as we made eye contact, the world would slow to a stop around us. But nothing ever happens like in the movies, does it? Not really. The night you finally noticed me, you and your buddies were hanging out in the park. We'd been drinking, and I saw that glazed over glance in my direction. I was so nervous, but I'd been waiting for what felt like an eternity. I had waited so patiently for you to see me and know me as the piece that was missing from your life, that elusive element that makes lifetime float by, as if there are only a few blissful seconds. My heart hammered in my chest. My breath quickened. Every nerve in my body could feel the heat of your gaze. I had dreamed of a moment like that. But somehow it felt wrong. Not wrong enough to run, but enough to make my mind scream out that I was in danger. I had been out late that night. I don't remember what I was doing, but I remember I'd been reading while I walked. Pace quickening between street lamps, so I wouldn't have to single word of the story that held me so thoroughly engrossed. I didn't see you at first. I heard your laugh, and it startled me from my solitude. The excitement I felt, hearing your laugh caress my ears as it drifted by in the breeze. This is it. This is the moment I've been waiting for. The axis upon which our destinies teeter. I still have the voice in the back of my head screaming at me that this is all wrong. You're looking at me. Your eyes just slightly unfocused. Your friends are watching too, but they seem distracted. It's probably the leggy blonde across the street. She seems like the kind of woman a guy like you would go for. Tall, skinny, big tits. But here we stand, eyes locked while the world spins around us. So close to all the fantasies that I've conjured. Why do I feel this uneasy then? Your eyes are usually so full of clarity and purpose. I don't like the darkness I can see in them right now. I want to run away with every cell in my body. Every cell is screaming at me. Run! Run! And I can't. I can't move. It's like I'm frozen. The only signs of distress are the hitch in my breathing and the tear running down my cheek. Your friends are calling you, telling you that Candy has some girlfriends for you guys to meet. But your gaze isn't faltering. You've already claimed me, and we haven't moved. You're stepping towards me now. Not an ounce of hesitation. That clarity and purpose is back. Your eyes are clear, but that darkness is more unsettling than anything I've ever seen. But I've wanted you. I've needed you. So desperately for so long. The voices telling me to run aren't loud enough now. You're reaching your hand out for me. And if someone were to look right now, then they would just see a couple greeting each other in a slow embrace. You're pulling me closer, your arms wrapping around my shoulders. If you squeeze too hard, you could have me gasping for air. Instead, you're leaning your face closer to mine. Your lips are teasing along the edge of my own. There's the tip of your tongue, searching my mouth, tasting me. Can you taste the salt from my terrified tears? The ones streaming down my face right now.
Yourself.
What?
You thought I'd let you just take me here in the park?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, what's wrong, my love? Oh, this. It's just from a, mild paralytic. You see, I've been watching you for a long time. Nice cock. I've watched you and Stacy. I watched you and Anna. Watched you in Georgia. And Brittany. I even watched you with Christy from down the road just last month. What was it you said? That's it. Relax. Don't fight it, sweetheart. You know you want it. I've seen the way you check me out. Well, fucking relax, bucko. You know, you really do have a beautiful face. Are those tears I take? Sweeter than honeysuckle. I know you can't move. I know you can't speak. But if you can understand me, blink twice for yes and once for no. Good boy. Can you feel this? No? Okay. How about this? No? What if I take out this knife and just... Oh, look at you! You're absolutely petrified! Get it. Petrified. because you can't fucking move. You know, I've always dreamed how you would taste. Now, sweetheart, I'm just gonna make this one little cut. Just here. Above your heart. Taste tastes so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, I want more of you. Oh, I want to taste all of you.
It's like it was yesterday. I can certainly remember like it was. As if the sun stopped shining on you. That wisp of hair now like the clarity and sparkle in your eyes clouded over. Your effortless positivity etched as horror across your features. Laying limp on the forest floor, staring blankly through the trees above you. Our bodies tangled in passionate embrace. My clothes are ripped. My panties torn. And my mascara is running down my face, trails streaking down and melting in into your blood. All over my face. Oh, I can still taste it. Your life fades away there, wrapped in my arms. On the ground, enveloped in a hot pool of your own blood. I'll never forget the first day I saw you. The voices called out and marked you as my first kill.